mo mo pe ano o fa talo fa chule pa ia ma 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 lo cha chu chu no ile cha ya o dene ya solulu o le asuli mo le masino o ke chopa ile cha sanga lua fe lua se fun mo le lua ele fa ti ti ele vi ingo lo cha cha pa au si le langi o le fo i o te ta i mai lo tu so i fu ma so ma to vola ta cho fe lo ia ilungo nga nga lo ea e ala ile por kala mere so i fu ma lo loina o ma fai o na tu ina tu ona o le lango lango mai ale Pacific Health and Welfare fa pe fo i ma le tato fale mai ale loko doctors ya wa lava le longo pui le ino le tato watinu e ala ile soifua maroloina ia e ile mana tu maurunga lo soronga le lei ia fuafuanga o tio te fo i mafai vole nei vayaso ai mai so le fa sauni e cholo tato watinu alo mafana ule fa mana tu ino lo lato waso pai pai le aso sao tamaichi ile aso sao le vayaso nei ai ole atu natu le vi ingaro nei ole tua e to mua i fo le tato por kalambi amaya ia ona tato wanga ile le tato fatale noanga ai ile fatale noanga sa ufaya isa sol vaya so tona ai sa fatale noa ia a nisi fo yo alo matamali ro tato watino ai mai sho le pasifika o lo o se e mai to finga ma bolulunga te pe yo te te fono ia mo lau lau fono mo fainga malo fai tu malo po lo go boards ito tonu o aukilani a mai ala le vinga lo le tua ona tato wanga isa o lo lea ia ile tato fatara no ngarena a wa o leo lo fe ngai ia aukilani ma le fainga palo te le ngata le to finga pule nu o to finga o councillor se le ngata fu lea o to finga mo local board members ele vai ia so nei munisi fam talanga a sia si le upenga te failangi o le vote.nz.
Fai loa tule taimi wa sola ya ma wala vano eva pena una fa so matara no ile tacho por kalami le neoli ya ma sui o le fono la longa fono pese yo fainga malo fai tu malo por logo boards ya e pe ona fa tashi ma ye le songa ya apolo risa janga fa ya maria meredith fa pe fo le songa ya tawa no o nick packridge about 15% of candidates that stood in the last elections were pacifica approximately 11% of our elected members currently representing our community are Pacific. 2019, 35.4% of registered voters participated in the elections, and not many young people voted. Our lowest turnout of voters were those aged 26 to 30. Only 20% of that age group returned their votes. This means a lot of young people in Tamaki Makaurau, especially Pacifica, who can vote, are missing out on having their say about who makes the big calls for Auckland. Pacifica patalo fatua tofonga a pulu ele nga sfoile fo Maria Mtawanu malo saifo
mara saifo la mawa.
Before we get into our talanoa famole mole, could you introduce yourselves, your cultural background, and which local boards you represent?
Langi matafi ya vai anele fa fonga mai male mai mo mai ale mamarola tsunu fa talo fa tsu malanga nga fa roalo le su ayo le au fainga loinga pa ia le tsua le pa ia tsupu mai e male au fu le lo sa mo ma tsua ma tsu tsua a sina o sina sina o lota po i mai mauta e fa pe fo i fa le tsua ma tsu si o la vai fa i tsupu langa a mai selo sunga Lorenzo a male pulinga mamalo le tatu le tsio a him in ma lore for lau ma lore foi. Yeah, my name is Apuru Reese Otangavaya. I'm the chair of the current chair of the Otara Papatoetoe local board. We take over with the areas that we have authority over. Otara Papatoetoe, parts of Mangere East, Manukau, and Clover Park and Waimondi going out those ways. South Auckland, very much South Auckland.
So from Maria, can you introduce yourself and which cultural background you're from?
My name is Maria Meredith. I am Tongan, with Fijian, Samoan, and a little bit of all there. We mainly come from the villages in Savo Savo in Fiji and Lepea in Samoa. and over in Golofo'o, Golomotua, and Faleleo and Tonga. So I'm the current chair of the Maungikiki Tamaki Local Board, which covers Glen Innes, Pāmua, Mount Wellington, parts of Otahu and Ellerslie.
Malo foi que soy foi do São Lourenço e fa pe foi onde fa filho e atu e le pai e mal mal o atu no o fa fonga mai le itu la e o au nei o tawanu Nick Becklich mai le la fanga o o vau vai e fa le lili e ma fonga kuli se vai e il temne o au le tai fono o le do kupo di mangele mautohu le ia mangele bridge o favona mangele east Mangele Town Centre, ia ma Otahu, ia o le mātou loko bōle nā.
Mā no whaftai tēne rawa, ia ma spat patele nā, ia mō teitai whono Pasifika, rō whape nā, o nā tū, le foe, a wā, oi Pasifika, ma se lawa seo tātou watu no o Samoa, mā no lawa le tautua, mā no foe, ia le whai o le whaiva. Now, for those who may be unaware, what is the purpose of having a local board, whamon mōle rawa?
Yep, I think the purpose in me or local boards here or be on Saunuaia Bulu, be or Malola Iti here, it's Tony Local Council, Telele Mato Ngalwenga, Tulanga or Matau Puital Noina. Tau Puitalon Taua the VAE Saucy May its Tunnel Council. Maule Leo Leo Tangata.
Maria
Le Leo Leo residents. Teno Jamie Ave Matu Manatu the governing board or the Vangale Yale Pulinu. Ya my councillors. So Mato ye Ave Longona Mamanatu or Mato local board wards e mea man now yay. Yeah, my easy me, my to stay, yeah. Mala,
Apollo,
yeah.
Would you like to add?
Yeah, so just that the councillors, that council level, they look at the regional issues, things that affect Kangaka Umalavi Aukilani Akoa. Whereas the local board, we only look at the local level. And so things like the pools, the gyms, the libraries, those are things that the local board looks after within their local board area. So when you vote for your councillors, be your Manukau ward or Maungikiki Tamaki, those councillors, they will vote on things that like our rubbish collection, because everyone in Aukilangi has rubbish service, the rates, transport. So all those things that cover across all of Auckland, that's the governing body, the governing body or councillors, that's that level, our mako at the local board level, we're in the local area.
Mo e sel ta wor va nga lo sa no ya ta wa no va pe foi a pulu o ila to we a o lo leo e le ma fai e le ma fai ona la ngona lo si o fonga ma lo leo e au no ma le ya yo tanga ta ta to la va ya ta ma le ta pe yo le songa ya ta wa no o maria le nga sa fo lo a pulu ma to tele le lo ya ya no to fuli o lo ya foi i al to mai ta ya a fai pulu le fa to a ma e a ona fa uina lo to finga ya le to fa ya le ma ma le to tele la vo ta to wa lo ma fa na o pacifica le lo John Ofainga Malo, Faitu Malo. Maria Meredith, how, as a Pacific person or as a chairperson, how has that journey been for you?
Malo, Lorenzo, I think the journey for me personally has been something, I think it's a privilege and honour to serve your community on the local board. It's really important that our Pacifica voices are at the table in order to participate in local governance, in order to look after our assets and implement programs where, you know, our different communities can benefit from it as well. So we do funding, we support programs that all are centre around community well-being, but at the same time, you know, implement programs such as climate change, but also ensuring that our communities are heard. So that is our role, is to ensure that we listen to our people out there and help support them.
And a specific chairs for Mole Lava, why is it important to have specific representation in local boards?
Very important. I see the sila il mato local board I mangele motohu e ova ile onus pulu pasini o la choia o e o palala ma papa au tonu mangi le mauto hu o tanga te pasifika
ma hiera.
So e tau launa o semana tu tau launa to tele loko board o tanga te mai tato lava community awa e o matua ia e e understand the lei ia i tato tangata sa iaise manatu i asotea i meie o swimming pools e te tauna te tongi
awesome.
Tauna iai te tongi lo tupe ai u fali i le swimming pools a e sile fie iai le matua vai le tūlanga a whaio le nā i a longa wenga i le angi tato tangata i o swimming pools pe iai ai va ai isi I tū mā Lloyd Stone au ki rangi. Ia, tō tēne o whali e te alo e te tōngi. Tei tāi nei wa ai tātou tangata. O nā le lava le sēlingi. O I mānele ma o tahu e whape e fōi o tāra ma papitoi tōi. Ia, e tō tēne tātou tangata ia wa whao ngā le facilities ia. O tātou tangata matutua. O wā o se... E fie fie tato tangata yo tafau mai ma futa. Ia I fwy la to ye e o I pools ma facilities. A wale la to so I fwa malolo inga. O la to ye sa tulo sa lovea I talonga. This is part of o la to rehab. E to I lea I la to o la to tino. So o mena e tato tilo tilo le lei I ai. A wale se ma to fie so swani I tato tangata.
Yeah, I think for the Otara Papatoetoe side, maybe two elections ago, the most of the people on the board were Balangi, and there was only one Pacific person at the time, and at that time those Balangis came from the Papatoetoe side, and a lot of the resources were going to the Papatoetoe side, but it wasn't until Lotu Foley and Whanana Efeso Collins came along and got enough numbers, enough Pacific people to stand in Otara and Papatoetoe. Then we started seeing the swing. We started seeing more things happening in Otara, more resources going in Otara, new playgrounds in Otara. These things happen because we live in our communities. We understand what our people need, but unless we represent it, then we won't have those wishes understood and action by our council. So, in every time, eleni tangata sa tangata Pasifika and Manurewa local board. So, kanga Pasifika for Manurewa eleni kanga Pasifika. So, unless we have our people stand up and unless our people vote for our Pacific people, then we will become silent and we won't have the resources directed to our communities.
What about yourself, Maria?
Well, I think you just mentioned it before, Lorenzo, the voter turnout is very low for Pacifica. So I think people make a connection when they can see elected members that look like them. So I think that's another way to encourage them. But where I live, we're standing for the Tamaki subdivision of Maungikiki Tamaki. 40% are Pacifica. And so for me, it's really critical that going forward, that Auckland Council or any of our community try to encourage civic education to teach our young ones when they're at school, before they turn 18, to register to vote, that it's their right as a citizen to vote in local board and local body elections as well as the general election.
Now with the local elections coming up, what would be your encouragement for people to go out there and vote?
Well, my encouragement is it's so important. Let's just say, you know, auma paluka ia. Afaisa ele paluka. Then you have no right to complain. But I think in the gaming game, we have a golden opportunity to elect for the first time a Pasifika mayor. And I think that's how important it is. We this is probably the best chance for us to ever elect a Pasifika mayor. And I think we should take hold of that and make use of it, because I think if this chance goes, who knows when the next time it'll be available. So look out, what are the look at? I'm still taming they were falling away. Long the Kolua, Suya, be a Malosil, that I polling or a festival, yeah, by the Silly. So the Kawinga, Matuanga, Luenga, Yasuya, Otea, Maltemine, yeah, the Famanatu, Tatu Aina, Tatu Galicia, or Tatu Kalapu, Lakapi, everyone and anyone. You know, Samato, Nege, a Tufa Pepper, Tono Pusameli. O palota pensa o si esa mamoli il vaso le otea lai it's tonu possemeli otanata e ta otele le palota. We can't stress that enough how critical it is, because we don't want the decision to be made for us from other parts or by other people. This is the time we can determine our own direction.
And as a chair of Otahu Mangere Local Board, I saw an article on Facebook last night, and another mayoral candidate mentioned something like about the rail station to be built in Mangere, right? Mm. And I saw something, a line that was mentioned that was said by him, that Mangere people don't go to town anyway. What would you like to say about that?
So I think, again, if we go back, why it's important to have elected people from our areas, because we can stand up to those kinds of arguments. We have plenty of people here in Kaulanga, or Kako Kameki, or Aonga, Ikolisi, Ingweske, or Kako Kangaka, or Whangaloenga. Yeah, that's incredible that people would say that. But I think it's because they want to go to the airport faster. So they're thinking, my city, Mount Roscoe, Kipi Mangere, Alusawli Airport. I'm sorry, but that's not acceptable. Mangere, as Opito will say, is the gateway to the nation. But it's also an opportunity. If we have a connection through Mangere, it helps the people in Otara Papatoetoe, but also it attracts investment. So we believe a whaia iese light rail stop I Mangere, then that's where the investment, the developers. We've got a terrible town centre, which is owned by multi-owners. It doesn't belong to Auckland Council. So that is the hope, that if light rail comes through Mangere, it will attract the developers and the investors who will hopefully get rid of our current town centre and build. But those people who are saying, oh, cut Mangere, I'm sorry, but we will fight them.
Yeah, that's some. Wala or no, for my itinerary to Langalia, in a year 4 years. E fua iai le whainga o lau whiriwhiringa. A wane e mo ini, fua ngale ma whainau pā lota le ai fua iai le tangata e alofa peo oe, e ma whauwhau peo oe, e tala noa peo oe. Ia ma tale tonunga peo oe, tale tonunga wha kerisiano, wha leanga nuu, o le tangata soi fua, o mea umanawe tutusa I tātou wata ingala, e leo promotinga le tātou wala, leo ia whana na Ephesus Collins, o no niso tūlanga wapena pitai. Ia na ona tuatu lawe yau talane, tuatu lawe yau talane, ne ai si sina tulua fana na o le Samoa, o le matai Samoa, o le Pasifika, lono winga, ia, fai e lau whiniwhininga, Maria. Why do you think the voter turnout for Pasifika people is relatively low?
That's a good question. I think firstly they need to go to the letterbox and open up the letters that we've been seeing jam-packed in the letterbox. Somebody did say to me that when the mail arrives they think it's bad news. But hello, we also bring good news. So the idea is that pay attention. You know, it's there. If it arrives in your name, it's not bad news. It's an opportunity to engage in civic education and you know, get your voice counted and actually vote and contribute. Because for Pacifica, now is our time.
Mm-hmm. And Apollo, what are some of your youth priorities for your local board area?
Yeah, so we are the second youngest local board in Auckland after Mangere o Tahu. And so having a youth focus is really important for our local board. We have plenty of going. We've got our youth connections. We start up the job fest. We have our youth hub in Otara that we support. We give grants to all our clubs that go overseas to tournaments and travel overseas and on conferences and so forth. So we very much have a close focus on our youth because they are our future. Mm. And as we live in Aotearoa with in New Zealand with all the different changes, we need our young people to be able to thrive in that ever-changing environment. And so they need to be skilled. They need to know how to use the internet, how to build computers, and you know all those sort of things that we never had got ourselves. We need our young people to be able to do that because they're going to be the workers of New Zealand. They're going to be paying our taxes. They're going to be paying for our superannuation. More than that, they have the right to thrive in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
And also as someone, as a youth advocate, how do you bridge that gap between the elderly people, the older generation, Matai, and the young generation? Because you stand right in the middle, not only you're a Matai Samoa, but also you're a youth advocate.
It can be very tricky sometimes. And look, I am very wary that I still have a lot to learn. I tūlanga leo le tatu angunu'u. And I have been enjoying the journey of continuing to learn. But I sira sira le tatu o whāwai. O whāwai le atunu. I a mā o aoinga o... O tātou, my tātou grandparents, pe o mena e whiso soani mai ia mātou a tātou sā wali ngā luenga lea. Bridging the gap is important, and I'm glad that that I have young nephews and nieces that I can bounce off around current day issues, but also in our ward, there are a number of groups that work alongside and specialise with young people. So I think our approach is you have to be sensitive around the generations, find the balance, but be very mindful and respectful. And I'm very proud that with our local board at Mangere o Tahu is that we've developed age-friendly plan and the age-friendly directory mō lātoia o le tātou mātua awā services lea e awano temine mō lātou manau mīsa fesoswani but it's also a directory of all our ekalisia Ministry of Social Development and all services lātoia e mawhai anu mā ose fesoswani mō leo mātutua. So I understand other local boards might follow suit.
Whaftai tēne rava tāua nō Maria, o lesi I tūranga e sele e le taimine nei, just carry on from tāua nō whamula mōle rava. In our Pacific, especially Samoan families and maybe other Pacific cultures, you know, there is that respect and that mentality that the parents speak on behalf of their children. Tōnō fō I oro ia I e rama fō whaungo tamai te whaunga, oh, that's okay, we don't have the votes, you know, our parents can votes for us. What would you like to say about that?
For me, it's important. I'm a mother of four, so I've got a daughter and three boys, and I always encourage them to register to vote, especially the young one. He doesn't think it's important, but I said to him, how are you going to make a difference in the future? So I think for me, you have to support your youth. It doesn't matter where you are, but I found in our own community, especially post-COVID, mental well-being is something that has come to the fore and something that our local boards tend to invest in. But the most powerful tool that I found of connecting elderly and young is through our language weeks. So we had different language week celebrations within our community. And for example, we had the Tongan language week not long ago and the Samoan one. But it actually brought the different generations together in the same room with the Aongas and the elderly. But it brought them into the same space to celebrate and share the language. And I think that's a powerful tool going forward to unite elderly and youth going forward.
Can people still register and vote? There's a Manukau Service Centre in Mafayono for special votes. Can you remind our people?
Yes, sir. If you haven't received your voting paper in the mailbox, then it's very likely that you haven't registered. So you will need to do a special vote. Special votes can be done either at the Manukau Service Centre here at Kotuku House on Osterley Way, or you could go to there's one in Henderson and also in the city, and I think there might be one in Takapuna as well for our Pasifika people on the shore. But it's important that if you when you do vote, if you do get your voting papers in the mail, that it needs to be either returned to either a library or to the service centres, or if you're going to mail it in, it has to be before the 4th of October. Any time after the 4th of October, it won't be received in time and it won't count. So the safest way to vote is to return your votes to a library or a service centre. There are groups out there that are trying to encourage our people to bring in their votes. There's a lot of activities going on, promotions this weekend, and Otara, we've got one. So we're just encouraging our friends and family, get your votes in. There will be mobile places that you can drop your votes in. I know that South Seas, that you can do special votes this Saturday at the vaccination centre. So they're trying to provide more opportunities for people to do their special votes. But for those that do receive their votes by the mail, the best way to do it is to hand it into the library, otherwise by mail before the 4th of October.
There's one in Mangere East, there's one in Mangere Town Centre, there's one in Mangere Bridge. Take your granddaughter or your grandson for a walk. Drop all my voting papers and best food.
This is a really important time on the lewa of trauma the COVID. Le selling Auckland Council on our telemere sale mafayona mawaile selling. So you know, how do we fasoa tupe o le Aucklandi atua? So I think oina te tau ona yai se pule nu e tilo tilo I tū mā lōpe in the South Auckland, because we're the most vulnerable, that there should be some resources, because I think it's around equity. We don't want to see a mere aluuma resources I see vaenga o kilangi. Laiaia latu resources. They have the resources. So that's why... I really am encouraging Matalo Sanga Tatu Atunu Fabun Moli Palota Moi Fiso, because it's very, very important. And that's probably one of the reasons why we'll keep saying it is tackling issues of poverty and iniquity. If I've taken you know, soon if I've taken for you, Madu Samo, Fafong, my name to that.
Ya le nasa mo tara fa tawi o tara mai le jula e va le sfru lua ina stona i nei le ngata foi le ole MIT Center to wai le ole afa ye ira events on the South Seas Healthcare la la i o ma watching papers and I drop by le ngata foi le something tama jo mangeli le foi ola o solita to events votes for Nana Ifeso Collins I said it votes for Nana Ifeso Collins vote for Alfred Paina vote for Lotto Foley vote for Josephine Bartley vote mo tanga Pacifico Malava o le ngalo a Bullery sa tanga vaya Maria Meredith tawa no Nick Buckledge, Avi Yellow Tick, Avi Yellow Fasa. Manuel Telenova, all the best, good luck, and God bless.
Thank you.